Hey, sis. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing, girl.
I know it, girl. Okay, I was like, January is almost here, and we're like ending this month or whatever. And you know,
hold on, sis. Okay. You mean February is almost here, okay?
Oh, girl, help me out. Yes. January is ending and we're about to start February. Yes. And I'm just saying, so much has happened. I thank God for allowing me to see the age of 41. So many people have been taken out. Yes. He also blessed myself and my husband to celebrate, hallelujah, 22 years.
Awesome.
That's another blessing. January has been good, but there's also been, you know, just a lot, you know.
Right. Like, I'm glad.
I know. It's like sometimes, like, you literally have to laugh to keep from crying.
Right?
And so much has just happened. And, you know, I was thinking or whatever, I would say, the expectations that we have for people, and then it's like those expectations that you feel that, you know, like, oh, I have this good relationship, we good, but then just the expectations that you feel that they won't ever hurt you, they'll be like,
yes, and that's not true. And that's really, we probably need to stop having expectations.
I know, but it's like people just take things out of like content.
Oh, yes.
I mean,
why? Why do they do that? Why? Especially if you have dealt with them so many years and they know the kind of loyalty you are a loyal person to them.
And just that kind of person that, you know, you would think that these people, like, they have a history with you. So you would feel
Ren.
Anyway, my phone had went out because it started ringing. But anyway, I was saying is that, like, you think because of the history, like, you've had with people, like, you would think that they would know your character by then.
Right.
And like, so when things come up, you would be, I mean, you would think that they would be like,
She like, won't do
let
that.
Let me go call her, because she, you know, she don't flow like that. But
yeah, let me see what's going on, or let me just, because that's my sister, or that's, you know, I mean, but we like, I mean, 2020, 2021, and when 22, if the Lord let me see 2022, it's not going to surprise me at all.
You're talking about, like, just different things that you've just watched and, like, different things that have just been exposed to your eyes.
Yes, it's not going to surprise me. To my ears, it's not going to surprise me, because you know what? He told us to put our trust in God, not in man. And that's probably where my looking at people, like, oh, they would never think this of me. They won't have those thoughts. But when they do have those thoughts, then I can't be like, oh my God, or rolling over the floor or trying to help myself. And that's probably why he put me in a situation of, I'm not caring about what people think. I'm caring about what God thinks about me.
I cannot
live my life like that, because I end up having a stroke, a heart attack, or something going on with me
in
my body, because I'm trying to sit up here and worry and lay in the bed and wonder, oh, they don't like me. Oh my God, what I'm going to do?
Ain't
going to do nothing.
You definitely can't be. I mean, because, like, I was sharing with my husband, and, you know, he was like, we not gonna let stress kill us.
Right.
Because I was telling him, I was like, baby, I was like, my chest, like, is, like, you know, kind of hurt, you know. I was telling him that one day, and, like, he was like, oh, no, like, or whatever.
Yes.
And, like, when things start affecting your body, like, that's when you know, like, hey, it's time to clink, like, it's toxic and you need to get rid of it. And I was just like,
that's true.
I mean, you can't, like, you don't have no control over how people perceive
you,
or like what they think. Like, you don't have to prove that, but to say that, to say this, but sometimes your expectations of people,
that's true.
Like, you think they're good, like, you feel like whatever may come, like, you feel like, oh, well, you know, we've been friends for years, or we've been this and that, and whatever happens, like, nothing is gonna come between. But you know what? People are not loyal to just get passed on like that and be like, uh-uh, I heard that they did that. I ain't doing that. And like, then you're like in this belief, like, oh my God, like, I thought we were better than that. But it's just, I say it's God revealing.
Yeah, he does reveal to his people, and he don't want his people to think that they cut for them like that. They just I know they finna be, you know, yeah, but they ain't 100. I mean, they ain't true. Because anytime you true to somebody, you are gonna, you know, you are gonna give them the benefit of the doubt.
Come on.
You gonna talk it over with your sister or your brother. You gonna say something to them. You're not gonna go to everybody else and talk about it. You gonna deal with them.
But you know what? But you know what? Check this out, though. You know, we're Christians.
Right.
And like, we can say, yeah, we're saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. But yes, things happen, and you know, sometimes we don't always make good choices. But I'm just saying, but I feel like we should be separate from other people when things like that happen. We know how to go to our knees and not go to the phone, but go to our knees, or go from person to person, just like you said, and deal with whatever. But we don't do that. We
go
to people, person to person. And that's why you have a lot of people like me. I'm just going to say it. There are a lot of people that don't like me because what somebody else said. They don't even know me. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
I ain't never had no dealings with me. I ain't never sat down with me and asked. Somebody said, or whatever vibe that they picked up, they ran with that. And you know what? That's fine. Because at one point, I was like, well, let me go make sure that I know that they know that I'm not like that. But when you grow up and you know who you are, you not worried about that. You like, hey, this is what you want to think. That's
talk
on
to
you.
Me. Talk to me. Talk
so,
to me.
Like, you really have to get in your mind not That's to really make right. small things like that, because there's so much more to life.
Talk
it
to
is.
Me.
People
it
are
is
dying every day.
Mm-hmm. And they are.
People are dying. People are losing their life. Ain't nobody paying your bills.
Right.
I mean, so like, stop. Don't even worry about it.
Ain't nobody. And then you know what? Those be the main people that ain't even happy for you when things start going your way and God start blessing you. They don't pick up the phone and say, "Oh, Vicky, I'm so proud of you," or "I'm so." They don't say nothing. But they wait till the bad stuff start. And they wait till something that's negative.
Everybody talks.
Then they want to spread that.
Everybody talks.
They want to spread that one, but they don't want to. They don't want to spread the positive things, or they don't want to. They won't even talk about that, but they want to talk about what they think is negative. Everything that's negative, they gonna talk about it. But everything that's positive going on in your life, they not gonna say nothing. They gonna act like it didn't happen. I didn't hear that, but she won't have it long.
But that's so sad. But I'm just saying, that's why I said we need to really evaluate the expectations that we have
for
people. It's too much, because what you're doing, you ain't doing nothing but setting yourself up for a downfall and just to get hurt.
Right.
In the long run.
But you know what? He did say his word that we shouldn't be like the worldly people. But the worldly people cut for they people more than the church.
The wall.
Talking about in church how my daddy had that they was drinking out of the same bottle. Like, this my, you know, this my boy, this my girl. We gonna drink this together. How they used to drink drank out the same bottle.
Yeah.
But us Christians, honey, girl, I don't know where her mouth been. I'm not finna touch that. You know, I need my own. That's why we so, you know, caught up in that stuff that we got to always have our own. We can't share with nobody. We don't want to share that, but we want to share a bunch
share
of
that negativity.
We want to share the negative, baby. The negative is going to come out. We're going to testify about that.
I know. That's why I said, you know, just in this season, you know, you really, I mean, you don't want to have your guard up, but like you want to be very cautious and you want to have discernment of who to connect with and who really love you. I mean, because you'll be just surprised how something so small
can turn into
something else and you're not even aware of
what it turned into
or what they think. You like,
I know, and they not gonna tell you. They don't spread it all over, baby. To get back to you from a baby, a 2-month-old baby, have to burp it out and say, and you like, what happened?
I was just like, God, you know, like my intentions are pure. I don't want anything from anybody or whatever, but you know. Just like sometimes I feel like I give like 100% when I don't even get 1% or 99%, and I don't get one. And so that's where you really have to really like know, like don't baby, you setting your expectations, you know, too high, because that's not what it is. Because what's gonna happen? Some type of issue, something is gonna come up, and for people just to throw you away based off of something that maybe they heard or you know, something that they feel like you've done
or they
anything like that is overthinking, like that's not, I mean, like you're thinking like this person, you know, is gonna come to you and talk to you and y'all gonna work it out, but instead they throw you away and they done and they done, you know, and you're like, that was my, well, I thought we were like, no, you, your expectations, honey, they were wrong.
That's not wrong. That's why,
you thought wrong. Sorry.
Yes, Lord. You did. You missed that one, honey.
I know. And then you feel like, you know, I didn't label and pray, you know, with this person or like I didn't tell them some, you know, like, yeah, we know it. That means nothing. Don't do yourself like that. That's all I'm saying. Don't get yourself caught up to where you thinking somebody is one way and they're not, because you're going to be let down now. I say this, everybody not like that.
Everybody.
But you come into some contact where you know, like, woo, like.
Yeah, but you know what the bad thing about this whole situation is? But the thing about having an issue with one person is fine. But when you get everybody else involved in the situation, that becomes a problem, because
everybody start treating you different because of what they say.
Because that one person, how that one person felt about you, they'll start treating you the same way. And that's not even how it is supposed to be in our Christian walk. When you find a sister or brother in the fault, you go and rebuild them and hold them up.
That's what the Bible says.
And then if you have an ought against your brother or sister, you go to them and you talk to them. If you can't settle it, then you go and get an elder to go with y'all and y'all get that, you know, get it settled. But that's what the Bible says. But we don't care nothing about it. When we get upset and get all out of place, we don't care nothing about the Bible. We'll just do whatever we want to do and make it fit our situation.
But what you just said, you said a whole lot, and that happens so much. Mm-hmm. And I don't even think that people notice. You know what I'm saying? That happens just so much, but I don't even think that people really notice. You know, just the damage that they do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, that's true.
To people are just how they feel, you know, but then you gotta walk around and, you know, is ringing. But yeah, oh, but like, okay. You gotta walk with your head up, and just like you said, how if like you gotta all go to them. But also it tells us in Galatians 6:1, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Just like you said, such and one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, right. Let thou also be tempted. That's what I was looking for.
Yes,
but there was, but they said, ain't, you ain't restoring nobody.
It say restore, don't say the bottom. It don't say the bottom. It say restore. So when you walk in trying to walk in restoration and trying to restore people, the enemy gonna always get involved because he don't want you to be about that. He wants you to be about something else. He wants people to take your stuff and turn it into a mess. Because that's where their mind is at. That's where their heart is at. Just because your heart ain't like that, their heart is. So they going to try to make your stuff be a mess. They want your actions to be a mess, but they don't want to tell the truth about their actions. And that's what we living in a society like that. My way is right, and this is what I believe in, and this is how it's going to be. Not what God said.
And I just want to be guilty of doing God's will. I want to be guilty of treating people right. Even if I do mess up, I want to be able to correct myself and say that shouldn't have been. And I did not mean it. That was not my intention. Like, let's get that, you know, let's just get this right. You know, like, mm-hmm. I don't want it to be like this because, you know, we're supposed to be, you know, Christians. We're supposed to love each other. Like you said, I mean, but it's like people doing a lot of talking, but they ain't living what they say. Yeah, I was telling you earlier about someone saying, like, you got people, man, they can quote them scriptures, baby, like they know the whole Bible.
Yes.
She said, and it's like they're using it as a poem, like they're reciting something, but she said they put that poem up. And she said, they ain't living nothing. They just know but ain't living it. And I was like, that's what we get mixed up. So we see people, just because they know them scriptures, yeah, that's good, but are you living what you're talking about? That's what I'm saying. Are you living what you're saying? And you see so many people, they know it. They fasting. They say they fasting. They praying. But you up here hurting people. you up here hurting people, skinning them. But you got all this word, but ain't using it. That ain't how you living.
What is gossip? Yes. What is gossiping and malice? What is that?
That's right there. And that's why I say I want to be guilty of living the lie, not being no pretender, not being somebody's fake.
That's true.
Not being one way with you.
Yeah.
But then I get with my other friend. I'm acting like them. I want them to. She the same way. No. Mm-mm, like that ain't her. But that girl, that ain't what you, baby.
That's
that ain't what
right.
you get these days. I want to be right. I want to be accountable for my coat. But
yeah, because I'm not gonna walk in just right all the time. I'm an error. I'm gonna have some days that I'm an error. I'm gonna make some mistakes.
Yeah.
Of course I'm gonna make them. But I want to be found guilty of getting it right with my sister or my brother.
Right.
Even if it's gonna hurt.
But you know what?
Even
too, if but you're saying something. But you know what? We, like you said, like you want to get it right. You want to be able to say the right thing. But you know what? Sometimes we're afraid to say things because you may say it, but I didn't change. You ain't said nothing like that. But I didn't say.
I didn't say it.
Something else. And it made me like I told people all the time, like, I'm not gonna say nothing. And I knew I wasn't gonna say nothing bad. I was gonna come out of love, but I was so fearful to say it because I didn't want them to say that I said it like this or I said that, because it'll be twisted up. And so I just took the back seat on it because I didn't want them to, you know, I just didn't want it to cause any more problems. So I shut up. And so I think we're in that to where we feel like we can't even address something because it's gonna be turned. So it's just like you just kind of like, Right. I'm just not gonna say nothing because somebody gonna change it. So, but you knowing God told you to speak, right, but people changing your words, adding to this, and you be like, I'm just not gonna say nothing because I don't have time for that.
You know what? But you said something. But you just said something. You said you know that God told, when God tell you to do something, regardless what people think how they think about the situation or what even they try to throw little bits in, he gonna work it out. And when God work it out, you
I'm
better
clapping.
Look out. It's gonna be really worked out.
I'm clapping, girl. That's good. Help me.
And sometimes, even though sometimes God probably be trying to set you up for something. You know, when people put your throw your name all out there, so God just sometimes would be trying to set you up. And that's what I just want to be found guilty of, doing what God tells me to do. I mean, you know, but sometimes I have to look and make sure it's God.
Not your flesh.
And make sure I'm saying it the right way. And it's not my flesh that I'm saying it the right way, that I do it in decent and order. And I do it respectfully. So when you are doing something, everybody's not gonna like it. Nobody's not gonna give you a hand on the back. Nobody. But if it's pushing their flesh or pinching their flesh, they gonna always like that. They gonna like all that. But they're not gonna like when something coming to being corrected or being
with the expectations of people. My thing is like, what I mean, the bottom line is, what, don't put your trust in man, right? That's it. I mean, that's the solution,
that sums it up. Do not, because if you
we
do
gotta trust God,
this is what's gonna happen. Yeah. Your expectations gonna be low. It's gonna fall down to the. You're gonna be like, oh, for real? That's what we at.
So what we gonna do? So that's you not right me. Here. We gonna okay. That's we can't trust people. I mean, we can't put. Look at the trust people. Yeah, you need trust, you know. But don't. The Bible says not to put your trust in man. Okay. So that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna be able to trust God, and I'm just gonna close it out with a word of prayer. If you don't have anything else, you got something?
Okay. I'm good.
Dear God, Lord, we thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you. I thank you for my sister, God. Lord, we thank you for Charleston Forks, God. Lord, we thank you for this platform. God, we thank you for every listener that is listening, God. Lord, we thank you, God, for just giving us peace, God, right now, God. You said that you would give us a peace, God, that surpasses all understanding, God. And Lord, we're counting on you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God, right now, God. Lord, we are learning, God, Lord, to depend on you, God. Lord, to trust you, God, right
Jesus.
Now in the
thank
name
you,
of Jesus, God.
Yes,
Lord,
Jesus.
You said don't put
hallelujah.
Our trust in man, God, because man will fail us, God. And Lord, we know to depend
yes,
on you,
Lord,
God.
Jesus.
Whatever attacks,
yes,
God,
Lord.
Right now, God.
Yes, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus,
hallelujah.
God. You said that the weapons will be formed, but they're not going to prosper,
yes,
God.
Lord.
And we bind them right now in the name of Jesus, God.
Yes,
you said
Lord,
whatever we bind on earth, God, you would bind it in heaven. And
yes, God.
Pray on earth, and you would lose it in heaven, God. And we're calling on you,
Jesus.
God. Lord, we're calling on
yes,
you,
Lord.
Our expectations
are
in you, God. Not in man, God.
Hallelujah.
And we thank you,
yes,
God.
Jesus.
Lord, we thank
hallelujah.
You for our mind, God.
Lord.
That we have, God.
Yes,
because
Lord.
We're going to trust you.
Thank
we're going to
lean
and we're going to
yes,
depend
Lord.
On you,
yes,
God.
Jesus.
Right now, God. Lord, we thank
yes,
you,
God,
God. For being our
thank
Father,
you,
God. Thank
you,
thank you,
Jesus.
God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You for being
thank
the
you,
Father,
Jesus.
God. The good Father,
thank you,
God.
Lord,
that you
Jesus.
Are, God.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we thank you that we're
thank
able to
you,
trust
Jesus.
You, God.
Thank
Lord,
you,
we thank you that we're
thank
able to
you,
call on you,
Jesus.
God. In the time of
thank
trouble,
you,
God,
Jesus.
We don't have anywhere
yes,
to go,
Lord.
God. We can run to
thank
you at
you,
all times. And you
hallelujah,
won't tell nobody,
Lord.
God. But we can count on you, God. And we
yes,
just thank
Jesus.
You, oh God.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, God.
Thank you,
God,
Jesus.
We thank you for your strength. thank you, God, Jesus. On today, God. We thank you for carrying us through, Jesus. God. Because it wasn't nobody but you, God, hallelujah, that has helped us, God.
Yes,
that has
Jesus.
Helped us make it this far,
thank
God.
You, Lord.
And we give your name the praise.
Yes,
and we give your name the glory,
thank
God.
You, Lord.
And we believe, God.
Yes,
we believe
Lord,
your
Jesus.
Word, God. We have the faith,
yes,
God, right
Lord
now.
Jesus.
In the
hallelujah.
Name of Jesus, everything, God, everything is going to work out,
yes,
God,
Lord,
because we trust you, God.
Yes, God.
We trust you, God. We trust
yes,
you,
Lord.
God. Hallelujous. We're more than conquerors, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we know that you're the
yes,
God,
Jesus.
The God
hallelujah.
That can never fail. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we just
Lord
thank
Jesus.
You, God.
Thank
we just
you.
Thank you, God, for
thank
this
you,
podcast
Lord.
On today,
thank
and we
Jesus.
We hope that this helps
yes,
somebody,
Lord
God,
Jesus.
And we
Hi.
Hope that this opens thank somebody's you, eyes, God. Let it open somebody's
yes,
eyes
Yes, Lord
today,
Jesus.
God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus,
yes.
Lord, I thank you, God. Lord,
thank
I thank
you.
Jesus. In
hallelujah.
Jesus' name, I pray.
You,
you all have a blessed day, and I hope this blesses
thank you.
You,
Jesus.
Amen.